around. Well, at the weekend I'll play hockey for my town. Although we've only got about 13 or so members, so every week we sometimes have trouble trying to make the numbers up. Although this is only usually played in the winter season, so we stopped a few weeks ago. And apart from that, I like listening to music and have a guitar at home, though I can't play it very well.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Well, my sorts usually not classical or things like that. Pop, fairly varied actually. Most recent person I spoke to was Phil Collins. I've only just started like his stuff recently, and I've borrowed some albums of a friend, and they're not bad.
Yeah.
After all. I bought a car recently, so that's taken up some of my time working on it.
It's another new car.
No, second hand one.
So you have to take care of it.
That's right, it's a Volkswagen Golf. It's about 6 years old.
It's like a Beetle, or it's...
It's about the size of a Fiesta. It's a small sort of hatchback type car. It seems fairly reliable though, so I'm saving up for a music centre at the moment for it.
It has a good reputation, I think, the Volkswagen. I studied them and I had my test on it. I also studied driving it.
Yeah, they're supposed to be fairly reliable, you know. Mm-hmm. The rust and things like that.
Yeah.
I've been driving about 2.5 years now, so...
Driving?
Ah, I passed my test about 2.5 years ago, yeah. When did you pass then?
I passed my test nearly 2 years ago, just before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And here I didn't dare drive.
No.
Once I get my father's car and
drive. Yeah.
Do
you drive on the left side or the right side over there?
We drive on the, I want to say the right side,
but
we drive on the opposite side.
Yeah.
Our drivers doesn't have a reputation of good drivers, but it's nicer to drive at home, you know, you're used to the signs.
That's right, you're used to all these sort of signs, aren't you?
I would imagine.
Really?
Yeah. Also in America, I don't know if they have a lot of roundabouts. No, have you been there?
No, I haven't, no.
You didn't travel around?
No, well, the first I've been to is Spain on holiday last year, so mm-hmm. I can't really afford it. I thought I'd like to, you know. I could see the world perhaps sometime when I start earning enough, you know.
Yeah. And how come you chose this specific job you're doing now? Did you pick up and take you a long time to decide?
No, not really. It was the first one that I got offered, you know. I just grabbed it because after I left school, I mean, trying to get anything. I didn't know what I wanted to do, you know, after my A-levels. I didn't want to go to university or college or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know what to sort of make a career out of, so I just sort of wrote away to everywhere, you know, anywhere and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this came up.
That's good. And did you have to pass a courses? Did they send you to a couple of courses?
No, not really. So just whether you'll be able to sort of cope, really, sort of not very complicated or hard sort of work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't bad anyway.
And what size of the work you like?
It's only a small company, you see, so you sort of know everyone there, you know, and so everyone's really nice there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of varied, it's not just one sort of thing you're doing at the moment, because my job is, we own a certain amount of equipment ourselves, and when we repair our customers' equipment, we loan them our equipment, and I have to know sort of who we've loaned them to, where it is, you see. So that's sort of fairly varied, interesting work, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So you meet a lot of people?
Yeah, quite a few people, yeah.
And having much better if they change something in your attitude towards your job? I mean, would you do something different? Would you go to somewhere else, some other field, or?
Yes, I think I'll maybe look further afield, you know, for a job if and when I decide to leave this one. Because I think the only reason I would leave the one I'm in at the moment would be to earn more. And I think I might, or if I didn't have a stutter, I might have the confidence to go sort of out and look for one, you know.
What kind of a job would you look for?
Well, I expect I'll sort of try and stay with computers since I sort of started off with them. I sort of know them now anyway, so. As to what, I don't really know. Maybe I might get around to sort of programming, which is have a well passing interest, perhaps when I have time, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're repairing all kinds of old companies of computers.
Sorry.
You're repairing all kinds of computers.
About five or six sorts of the microcomputers, mm-hmm. not the sort of the large mainframes. The main producers we repair are IBM and Apple and Apricot and Sirius.